Hey there, salad lovers. Ready to take your salads to the next level?
You bet.
Today, we're diving deep into the world of homegrown cherry tomatoes, using 7 essential tips for growing better cherry tomatoes from seeds for fancy salads at home as our guide.
Sounds delicious.
This awesome article is by Tiago Andre, a gardener with over 30 years of experience.
Wow, he must know a thing or two.
He does. So we're on a mission to learn how to grow the tastiest cherry tomatoes to make our salads amazing.
I'm all in. Let's get started.
Me too. And Tiago starts by talking about WHY. Growing your own cherry tomatoes is so worth it.
Oh, I can think of a few reasons.
Like saving money.
Especially if you love those fancy organic tomatoes.
Exactly. Plus, the taste of a vine-ripened tomato.
Oh my gosh, there's no comparison.
Right. And the best part. You get to choose the varieties you grow.
So you can tailor them to your taste buds.
Totally. Speaking of variety, Tiago dives into the different types of cherry tomato seeds, traditional, heirloom, and hybrid.
Okay, break that down for me. What are the differences?
Well, heirlooms are like those hidden gems you find at a farmer's market, bursting with unique flavors and colors.
I'd love finding those.
They've been passed down for generations, preserving those special qualities.
That's so cool. But are they hard to grow?
They can be a bit more delicate. And might not yield as much as hybrids.
Ah, I see. So hybrids are a bit more reliable.
Exactly. They're bred for specific traits, like disease resistance and high yield.
That makes sense. So if you want a guaranteed harvest and prefer low-maintenance plants, hybrids are the way to go.
You got it. Now, once we've chosen our seeds, Tiago reminds us that soil is key.
Ah, soil is everything.
He calls it the foundation for healthy growth.
Just like you wouldn't build a house on shaky ground, you need a good foundation for your tomato plants, too.
That's a great analogy.
Huh?
So how do we create that perfect tomato-growing paradise?
Well, Tiago emphasizes the importance of organic matter.
Okay, like compost and manure.
Yes. They improve soil structure, let air and water circulate, and provide nutrients for your plants.
So we're feeding the soil to feed the plants.
Exactly. And then there's pH level. Tiago says it should be between 6.0 and 6.8.
Why is that specific range so important?
It's all about nutrient availability. The right pH unlocks those nutrients for your plants to use.
Ah, so it's not just about having nutrients. It's about making sure they can actually access them.
You got it.
Cool. Anything else we need to consider when it comes to soil?
Tiago recommends a balanced fertilizer designed for tomatoes to ensure they get the right nutrients.
Okay, so we've got our nutrient-rich soil. The pH is balanced, and we're using a good fertilizer. Now, Tiago talks about starting seeds indoors. Why is that necessary?
Well, think of it like this. Starting indoors gives your seedlings a head start, especially if you have a shorter growing season.
Ah, like giving them a VIP pass to the tomato party.
Exactly. You get to control the environment and protect those delicate seedlings from harsh weather.
Okay, I'm convinced. So what's the best setup for starting seeds indoors?
Tiago recommends seed trays or small pots with drainage holes.
Got it. And what about the soil?
Use a seed starting mix. It's lighter and fluffier for those tiny roots.
Like a cozy bed for baby tomatoes. How deep do we plant the seeds?
About 1/4 inch deep. Just tuck them in, but don't bury them alive.
Makes sense. What about watering those tiny seeds?
Mist the soil with a spray bottle. Or cover the containers with plastic wrap to create humidity.
So they don't dry out.
Exactly. And they need their sunshine, too, about 14, 16 hours a day.
Wow, that's a lot of light. What about temperature?
Keep the room around 70, 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Nice and warm for those little guys.
So we're creating a warm, sunny paradise for our tomato seedlings.
You got it. But they can't stay indoors forever.
Right. Eventually, they'll have to face the real world. How do we prepare them for that?
That's where hardening off comes in. It's like a boot camp for your seedlings.
Oh, tell me more.
We'll save that story for part 2, where we delve into the art of transplanting those toughened up seedlings into the garden.
Sounds good to me.
Welcome back to our deep dive into growing cherry tomatoes.
Our seedlings have graduated boot camp and are ready for the garden.
Right. They're ready for the real world.
So how do we know when it's the perfect time to move them outdoors?
Well, we need to make sure the weather's cooperating.
Oh, right. Tomato plants aren't exactly fans of frost.
No, they are not. Tiago recommends waiting until nighttime temperatures stay above 60 degrees.
Okay, no more icy wake-up calls.
Yeah.
What about the soil temperature? Does that matter too?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Tiago says the soil should be around 65 degrees for good root development.
I'll grab my soil thermometer. Now, once we have the green light for transplanting, how do we actually do it?
Choose a cloudy day or the late afternoon so they don't get scorched by the sun.
Smart. Like giving them a gentle introduction to the outdoor life.
Exactly. Now, spacing is important.
Oh, right. These cherry tomato plants need their personal space, huh?
Tiago suggests 18 to 24 inches apart, depending on the variety.
That makes sense. Gives them room to grow and breathe. What about when we put them in the ground? Any special techniques?
Don't forget that nutrient-rich soil we talked about. Amend the planting hole with some compost.
Ah, like a welcome gift basket for the roots.
And don't skimp on the water. A good soaking helps them settle in.
Like a refreshing drink after a long move. Now that our cherry tomato plants are comfy, how do we keep them happy and healthy?
Watering, of course. Tiago recommends watering deeply once or twice a week.
Okay, and that depends on how much rain we're getting and the temperature.
You got it. Make sure that water reaches the roots.
Okay, deep watering it is. Now, what about mulching? Is that just for looks?
Tiago's a big fan of mulching. Use straw or shredded leaves around the base of the plants.
Ooh, like a cozy little blanket for each plant.
Ew.
Why is mulching so important?
Well, it helps the soil retain moisture so you don't have to water as often. It also helps regulate the soil temperature and prevents weeds from growing.
Wow, it's like a multitasker.
Yeah.
Speaking of things we don't want growing, what about pests? Any advice on keeping those little critters away?
Tiago emphasizes regular inspection. Catch those infestations early.
Gotcha. Like a regular checkup for the plants. What if we do find some unwelcome guests?
You can use organic pest control methods like neem oil.
Okay, natural solutions. What if we need to bring in the big guns?
Well, Tiago suggests inviting some beneficial insects to the garden, like ladybugs.
Ah, so they can take care of the pests naturally. Now, what about diseases? How do we keep those at bay?
Good garden hygiene is key.
So keeping things clean and tidy.
Exactly. Remove any diseased leaves or debris to prevent the spread of infection. And of course, regular inspection is a must.
Got it. It's like washing your hands for plants. Now, as our tomato plants get taller and start bearing fruit, will they need any support? I imagine those branches can get pretty heady with all those tomatoes.
You're right, they will. Tiago recommends using stakes or cages to keep those plants upright.
Ah, so the tomatoes don't touch the ground and rot. Makes sense. So now for the big question. How do we know when those cherry tomatoes are finally ripe and ready to eat?
Look for a deep, vibrant color. The skin should be smooth, and the tomatoes should have a little give, but not be mushy.
I can't wait. Once we have those perfect tomatoes, what's the best way to harvest them?
Be gentle. Twist or snip them off the vine carefully.
Okay, no yanking allowed. What's the best time of day to harvest?
Tiago recommends harvesting in the morning. The cooler temperatures help preserve their flavor.
Early bird gets the tomato. Now, how should we store our cherry tomatoes? Straight to the fridge.
Actually, Tiago advises against refrigerating tomatoes. It can affect their taste and texture.
Only. No fridge?
Nope. Store them at room temperature, out of direct sunlight, in a single layer.
Okay, no more cramming them into a container. What if we have too many tomatoes to eat fresh? Can we freeze them?
You can, but blanch them first to keep their texture and flavor.
Good to know. Are there any other tips for a bountiful harvest?
Tiago suggests pinching back those suckers.
Suckers? What are those?
They're little shoots that grow between the main stem and a branch, and they steal energy from the plant.
Oh, so they're like little energy vampires.
Exactly. Removing them helps the plant focus its energy on producing tomatoes.
Now that's a clever trick. We've come a long way from tiny seeds to juicy tomatoes.
It's amazing, isn't it? But the fun doesn't stop there. It's time to get creative with salads.
I can't wait to hear Tiago's ideas. We're back for the final part of our cherry tomato deep dive.
We've covered a lot of ground, haven't we?
From tiny seeds to delicious salads, we've explored it all.
And I think Tiago's article offers so much more than just practical tips.
You're right. There's a deeper message there.
He really wants us to reconnect with nature, to experience the joy of growing our own food.
It's like he's saying, hey, get your hands dirty, watch a seed turn into a plant, and appreciate where your food comes from.
Exactly. There's something truly magical about that process.
And let's be honest, the taste of a homegrown tomato, nothing beats it.
Oh, absolutely. And that feeling of accomplishment, priceless.
You're not just buying a tomato, you're creating something.
It's empowering, isn't it?
Totally. And Tiago talks about the therapeutic benefits of gardening too.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great stress reliever.
It's like a form of meditation, connecting with nature, getting your hands in the soil.
You're nurturing life, watching things grow.
And it reminds you that even amidst the chaos of life, nature finds a way.
So true. What stood out to you the most from Tiago's wisdom?
Hmm. I think it's the reminder to be present, to be mindful throughout the entire process.
I love that. From choosing the seeds to savoring that first bite.
Each step is an opportunity to connect with nature.
And for me, it's the realization that growing your own food is a creative act.
You're not just following a recipe, you're experimenting, nurturing, creating something beautiful.
It's an incredible journey.
So to all our listeners out there, we have a challenge for you.
What unique cherry tomato variety will you try growing?
And how will you get creative with your salads?
Remember, embrace the journey, experiment, and enjoy the fruits of your labor.
That's a wrap on our cherry tomato deep dive. Be sure to check the show notes for a link to Thiago's full article and other helpful resources.
Happy gardening, everyone.
Until next time.